you know, and it has all these buttons on there for redial and caller ID and all that. I didn't want any of that. I just wanted your basic phone so that they wouldn't care about it. Just answer it, and, you know. So anyway, it came today, and it had the layer of dust on it. But, you know, hey, it was like $25, and like you said, it'll never break. So there you go. Anyway, that stuff's out there. You might have to go digging. You might have to go hunting, but you could probably find it.
Thanks. That's what they make Google for.
That's right. That's right. Thanks for calling that in, Joe. If you want to call in your question, listen to all these crazy answers we're giving, you can call us also at 707-533-4827, 707-533-4VAP, and we will answer your question as well. We have another email from the VAP contact page, thevap.com. This one's from Sherry. Hello, I have a 67 with the curved Corning windows. I would like to replace the badly rusted latch clips with new stainless clips that I got from Vintage Trailer Supply. Is there a way to get the old ones off without breaking the glass? It all seems so fragile. Thank you. Got any tips for Sherry to get that glass off?
Well, you know, we have the same dilemma. I don't know what to tell you, really, then to put a... We basically use a punch, you know, and very carefully catch the edge of it and tap ever so slightly to start moving it. And get it off that way. You're catching the edge of the metal that's folded up there. You're right. It doesn't take much to break that glass. The glass is very thin. It's chemically tempered. It's, you know, we've seen occasions where it'll break if you just stand there looking at it. Or even if you're not looking at it. Sometimes you come back to a trailer and it's exploded on the ground. So, take great care. I don't know if... you know, a heat gun would help there or not. Probably not. It may, you know, induce something crazy in the glass. So I would say just take a lot of care. I don't think they're glued on. I think they're sort of a compression fit, but I'm guessing the rust may have, you know, grabbed a little bit into the glass. But yeah, the stainless ones are wonderful. Mm.
Well, I don't have much to add. Sorry. Hopefully you can get it. Now, if the glass does go, you can get that glass from Vintage Trailer Supply, right?
Correct. But if that happens, you got to make sure you have the right clips for the right glass, because they've got different. There's three different sizes of clip, I believe. There's the original 60s era. Excuse me, 66 era. Glass which didn't have the frame on the glass itself, and that's one thickness. Then partway through 67, they started putting stainless trim around the perimeter, which is a little bit wider. And then they have the new glass, which is thicker to begin with. And I think even they have clips that'll fit new glass with a new trim on it. So be very careful on your ordering that you get the right clips, because if you don't get the right clips, they don't fit at all.
All right. Well, hopefully Sherry doesn't come to that. So I guess just say a little prayer before you get started.
Pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
So. And it's not your fault if you break it, because sometimes these things are on the verge of breaking all the time.
Wow. Wow, that's rough. And it's not a mirror, so you don't have to worry about that.
That's right.
Well, you do wish you luck, Sherry. We got another voicemail here. This one's from Dano. I think I forwarded it to you, Colin. It had some pictures. I'll go ahead and get it playing here while you look that up.
Okay. Hi, Tim and Colin. Thanks for answering my question about trailer weights and composting toilets last year. At the risk of taking some flack from you guys and the listeners, we're not immediately in the Airstream family, but we are now vintage kin owners. We purchased a 1968 Silver Streak, a 28-foot Continental Deluxe Rocket. It's a lot more square, The construction, however, is extremely similar to Airstream. The frame's a little heavier, and the lower portion of the interior wall is wooden, but it's otherwise identical kind of aircraft style construction. Bucked rivets. It's all very similar. I'm replacing the axles myself next weekend, and I wanted to see if you guys had any suggestions for using typical automotive jacks and jack stands to support the trailer.